Blog Talk Radio.
Dennis Lies. Dennis Lies. Dennis Lies. Dennis Lies. Let's go. Let's go.
Back in the building, man. We back here on a Wednesday night, man, 7:30 Central Time, man. I don't know if you can hear me, man, because I'm in a disclosed little location here, man, and we about to just do it. You know what I'm saying? We're getting it in, man. I'm getting all my my people together. Man, we got my boy Case, you know what I'm saying? You know, for all people that want to know, man, Case, his brother here, man, it's his show, man. You know what I'm saying? He's going to do Wednesday nights, every Wednesday nights, man. And he's going to, you know, bring up, you know, so he's going to be talking about culture, you know, just mainly about our Black heritage and, you know, and things of that nature. So, you know, this show today, man, we're going to talk about gun control. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on, man, with gun control, man. You know, just in our Black community alone, man, the guns are just, man, you can buy guns like you buy a pack of candy, man. You know what I'm saying? People just don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's because we got it in these little kids' hands or, you know, just a person that's just very, you know, I don't even want to say ignorant or I don't know how to say it, you know, but, you know, before we kick the show off and everything, you know, callers, I want y'all to call in. You know, the number is area code 347-838-9106. You know what I'm saying? And talk to Case, man. You know, talk to me, talk to Case. We're going to be talking about gun control. And it was just so crazy, too, man, because a lot of people, you know, like, for instance, one of my friends called, you know, he was like, man, I can't really talk, man, because, you know, you know, a lot of people at work tuning in and everything. So, you know, he was just talking about how it's so easy to get a gun, get a license for a gun, than it is to be a foster parent, you know. And I was like, wow. He said, you got to go to parenting classes. You got to do all sorts of things, you know, to get a license to do foster care than it is with the guns. So, you know, those are the things, man, that the NRA is kind of making it easy to purchase a gun. So, you know, I really don't know too much about everything, man, but, you know, Case, he's going to tune in a minute, and he's going to go ahead and he's going to spit his little knowledge on the way, you know, saying the guns are being handled, you know, saying in our Black hoods, you know, saying in our Black residents, in our Black neighborhoods, in the ghetto, just everything, man. He's gonna spit some real good knowledge and facts. So, you know how I do it. I'm gonna go ahead and grab me a lint, give me something, man, to moisten the throat, man. So that way, so when we get on, you know, we're gonna have something to talk about. Other than that, man, I'm gonna go ahead and kick the track off, man. And this right here, man, my boy, we was playing this, you know, his album on Saturday, you know, and this right here, my boy Big Mark, man, he did a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, as far as to put that look, you know, not look, but, you know, to put his mixtape together, man. He's doing a lot of hard work. So, you know, Big Mark, you know, if you out there, bro, call in, you know the number. The number here again is 347-838-9106, or you can go to westernworld1.com. It's Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, W-O-R-L-D, 1ONE.com. You know, just click on the link where it's a case and then it's live. And then it's going to say gun control. And then you'll see the little topic about it, you know, saying what does this mean for our black community or just the black race, period. So other than that, man, we're going to go in and play some music real quick from my boy Big Mark. I'm just called Payback. I'm going to call it Track 5. So if y'all do want that, man, y'all go to SoundCloud, too. My SoundCloud, Western World 1, and copy that joint. All right? Other than that, man, I'm going to go in and play this little track real quick. And then we'll get back to you. We're going to play this little track real quick. And then I'm going to get right back at you. Yeah, have a little difficulties here, but that's all right. You know what I'm saying? We Big Mark, the Big Payback. Let's go.
Big Mark! The mixtape, baby!
This is celebration, bitch!
Ain't been the same since a nigga lost my pops, lost my mind. Never got to play catch with him. Fuck it, guess I just lost that time. Getting kinda cold in this heart of mine.
Yep.
My trial got a nigga blind. Fighting against the devil, trying to reach his level, but this nigga busy on the grind. Wonder would I make it in this world, asking God, please show me that sign. I'm supposed to live life righteous, but I ain't perfect, though a nigga trying. My life ain't right,
right.
My night ain't good.
Good.
Can't sleep, shit deep, trying to blow it off, wish a nigga could.
Yeah.
Shit rough on the player when it's stressed, got your mind thrown off track.
Yep.
Fake friends, no ends, and your family members going off crack. Trying to get away, keep coming back, trying to keep my daughters all intact.
Yeah.
White man world, got it hard for a brother when he trying to live black. I testify my facts, still on the ground, deep in the crack.
Yeah.
Trying to dodge hell in a large cell, but these haters all on attack. I put my life on the line for my nigga, and I got stabs in the back.
Fuck.
What type of payback is that? A nigga trapped in a phase, brain fucked up in a daze.
Yeah.
Trying to stay focused on the right path, mama say I'm stuck in my ways.
Yeah.
Don't know where I'm headed, lost in this world trying to be saved.
Damn.
Any streets rain, clear the snow, a nigga still just trying to get paid.
Yeah.
Dealt a rough card, life like playing out, I'm in a phase. No regrets, just look back on the choice God done made.
All praise.
To the Most High, gotta give praise that I made it out these rough streets coming from where I was raised.
Yeah.
Gunshots, police sirens, we used to that.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing new to that. Everybody here used to scratch.
We get it.
That's why I'm trying to sell music like crack. Put my life in these songs, waiting trying to see what I get back. I'm going hard for the finish, no losing, just winning. I got to go get it, go get it, go get it. Even though odds against me, whoever ain't with me, I'm here to the finish. So fuck y'all, nigga.
Oh, yeah, man, Big Mark, man, doing it big, man. Big Mark, man, that boy there, man, I got to get that boy Thumbs up, man. You know what I'm saying? Big Mark, man, for doing this here, man. And I'm going to play a couple more songs with Big Mark, man. You know, that boy there, man, he really be on it, man. Big Mark, dude. You know, you out there, man. Call in, man. You know what I'm saying? Just check in with him, bro. Anybody can check in pretty much, you know what I'm saying? The number here, 347-838. That's 9106. So, you know what I'm saying, to Kate get back from doing his thing, man, I'm going to go ahead and take over a little bit. You see, I wasn't really prepared, but you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do what I do best. right here, man, I'm looking at this thing right here, man. It says gun control, man. It's right here in Wikipedia where it says, man, gun control, any law, policy, practice, or proposal designed to restrict or limit the possession, production, importation, shipment, sales, and or use of guns, other firearms by private citizens among others. And it says here, gun control and law vary greatly around the world. Some countries, such as the United Kingdom, have very strict limits on gun possession, while others, such as the United States, have relatively the modest limits. Wow. In some countries. The topic remains a source of intense debate, with the prominent general arguing the dangers of widespread gun ownership. The opponents generally argue individual rights, self-protection, as well as individual liberties in general. So, wow. So they're saying, you know, basically arguing about, you know, self-protection when you got a gun, you know, to protect yourself. And liberties and individual liberties of in general public, you know what I'm saying, like population, you know what I'm saying, the general public, you know, you have a gun, you're an individual person, you're in the general public trying to protect yourself, you know, and they debating on these type of things. But then there was another thing here too, man, and I'm reading out of Wikipedia, Wikipedia, I'm sorry, you know, you Google that, Wikipedia, gun control, and, you know, read it with me and see for yourself. It's the thing, man, where it said, the United Kingdom, a whole other country, man. They very strict on limiting their guns and possessions, while others, such as the United States, have relatively modest limits. They're trying to say that, you know, they real cool with it. You know, they not tripping. You know what I mean? And that's kind of crazy, man. So, you know, I don't know what your thoughts are, man. I just want to, you know, see what's going on. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick call, man, and see what's going on and go from there. You know, and see what's this. Hey, caller, who is this? I got you on the line. How you doing?
Hey, hey.
Hey, what's going on, brother? How you doing? What's your name?
This is Face Wolf.
You said Face?
Yeah, it's Face. Facebook.
What's going on, Face, man? How you coming up?
All right. I was just calling in to see what's going on about this gun control deal.
Man, yo, hold on, man. Hey, y'all, for people don't know Face, man. Face, I got to give him big love, man. You know, this dude here, man. This guy here, man. Face, man, no travel. What was his career? Where you at?
Oh, right now, yeah, I'm back from South Korea. I'm currently in Queens right now.
All right, cool, man. So, man, you know, I was reading this thing, bro. We're gonna wait for Case. You know, Case gonna get on real soon. You know how he do us. You know, he get on, he start schooling us and stuff. We be looking like a little kid.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you know what, bro? I was reading out of Wikipedia, if I'm saying it right, about gun controls and the laws and policies of it, man. And it was saying what really stuck out to me, man. It said United Kingdom's, you know, the United Kingdom has a, they are very strict on their rules with guns, and they have very limitations of who could carry a gun there with the possessions, right? And then
yeah.
It says you got it here, the United States have relatively the modest limitations. You know what I'm saying? Like they say, like, man, okay, they not really on it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I was just trying to see, man, what's your thoughts about that, bro?
Ah, man. Let me tell you, like, as far as the gun control, you know, me personally, I believe in the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, due to the fact that if I was a bear and I was out in the forest and somebody knocked out my teeth and knocked out or clipped the nails on my paws, how would I be able to defend myself while I'm in that forest?
Good. I'm listening.
So, I feel like every man should bear arms. Now, as far as the assault rifle and the assault rifle deal, I feel like that's just building propaganda. And also because all the shootings that's been going on in every state that's been going on here has been with a handgun.
Wow.
Now, what I feel is the demographics of what's going on is this. The New World Order is coming around.
Right.
Okay. Now, with the New World Order, they're gonna have to control the people some way, somehow. So with assault rifles, that means that they can match up with the government, they can match up with the local police, and they can really start a civil war. Now in order to have full control of the population is to eradicate those assault rifles.
Okay.
And I think that the way it's going on right now is that we have to stand. Okay, we understand that there's murders and all that stuff, but at the same time, we do have to stand for ourselves, you know, because we have to protect our families, we have to protect our home, we have to protect what's ours.
Right.
And, you know, as far as the gun control thing, I think it's outrageous, and, you know, we need our arms, because I'm a true believer of the Second Amendment. And also, you have to understand that, you know, I was out in South Korea, so I've been around military, and I feel like if you're well-trained and you know how to use your weapon at all times, you should be fine. You don't hear cases of people in the military, per se, shooting each other, you know? You don't hear them or anything going on like that. Everything is okay, this is your weapon, this is how you use your weapon, and when we need you, this is what you got to do with that weapon, okay? And that should apply also to your home.
Okay, right.
Like everybody knows the saying. Everybody knows the saying. Guns don't kill people.
People kill.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. I'm listening to you, brother.
So everything that's going on is for a reason. It's to build for the New World Order. Because what happens is that from 2013 to 2016, we're going to go through a real shift, and we're not going to understand what that shift is going to be unless we fight for our rights. Our rights are our rights, and they cannot take that away from us. But they're going to figure out a way in the loophole, because there's always a loophole, to take it away from us. But I hope that, you know what I'm saying, all of us could stand up for the Second Amendment, and that we can fight for our freedom as Americans. And the whole thing, as far as, you know, with people that have mental cases and all that stuff, okay, if you got to have more of a rigorous background check for you to own that firearm, well, do that. Just don't strip that from the people. Because, yeah, we all aren't straight in the head. You know what I'm saying? We all have, you know, our own issues, our own problems. And, you know, somebody approach us, you know, we got to defend ourselves.
Right.
So, but the only thing that I'm saying is rigorous background check. And whoever has the money to buy the firearm, you have a limitation on how many assault rifles you can receive. Now, the person that has the handgun has a 9, has a 38, has this. It's easy to conceal. You know what I'm saying? Who in their right mind? I'm going to ask you something. Who in your right mind in the city in Chicago or anywhere per se, Brooklyn, whatever, have you ever seen somebody just clear out, walk out in the middle of the street with an AR-15 or with a automatic Mossberg pump, you know, in my auto? You've never seen that. It's always been 9mm, 380s, 38s, you know, and from the tiniest gun, from a 22, you know, a two-shooter, a gentleman's gun.
Wow.
You know? And it's unfair to the people because we need to protect ourselves. You've never heard of
Faith. Wait, hold on, bro. I don't want you to, you know, hold on to it because, you know, we got some time to kill, bro. You feel me? You feel us in, man. I'm gonna read this off real quick, man, and then I'm gonna play a song, man, and then we will come back. Then I'm gonna bring Casey in, okay?
All right, no problem.
I'm glad you did bring up, you know, some amendments here, man. I'm gonna read this real quick, man. It says gun control in the United States. I said before the American War. The American Civil War ended. The state slave code was prohibited. Slaves from owning guns. After the slavery in the U.S. was abolished, the state persisted in prohibiting the black people from owning guns under our law renamed Black Code. Crazy. Then it got right here. It says the United States Congress overrode most portions of that Black Code by passing the Civil Rights Act. Of 1866 was something that you had stated on. Then it said the legislative of history of both of the Civil Rights Act and the 14th Amendment as well. A special report in anti-slavery, the conference was raised in 1867, and it said are replete of the, documentations of those particular statutes that denied blacks equal access to firearms. So, wow. So the 14th Amendment was overridden. Then they had this thing called the Black Code. And then the Civil Rights Act, 1866. I'm going to read some more, man, after this here, man. You know, but we're going to do a quick song, man. Then I'm going to go ahead and bring Case in. And then we're going to get it in, bro.
All right. No problem. Yeah, I'm ready.
Man. All right. So let me go ahead, man. Let me play this next little song here, man. Let me see here, man. Who can I play today, man? You know what I'm saying? I mean, dude, man, Big Mark is killing the game, man. You know what? Oh, man, big ups to Peso, man. Peso, that dude there, man, we got something for you guys. Man, wait till the show Saturday, man. This right here, man, I'm going to play the Wolf game, man. Loyalty, man. I'm going to play them, man, real quick. And then we're going to get back, and then we're going to do our thing.
We getting that change, man. Want to send a special shout out to all the DJs supporting the movement, and a special shout out to DJ B-Dub. Shout out to the whole Foster Park, Ducktown, Cottage Mob, Englewood, and I gotta give special shouts out to all my people: Bo Deal, Killer Clan, Westside Criminal Mind, Monkey Ball Ben, the Heat Squad, RDC, LEP Boys, Jordan Brothers Entertainment, Shy Blizz, and the original Shy Rack. You can hit my boy Big Mark up on Facebook at Mark01 Wallace. Yeah, that's M-A-R-K space O-N-O-N-E space W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Shot Town. Put your motherfucking C's up. Let's go.
Okay. That was the Wolf Gang, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, this right here, man, this brother here, man, he needs no introduction, man. This guy right here, man, I ain't going to even, you know what? It's just time for him. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing in my boy, Case. Case the Dime. Man, do your thing, Big Doubt.
Yo, what up, B? We in the building?
What's going on? We in the building. Facing
okay,
the building.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Face you in the building.
Free Max P.
Yo, we still there?
We still there, Dad. We still there, man. What's going on, man?
Hey, y'all now rocking, you know what I'm saying? You tuned in to the Hidden Truth Show. We're going to get into a lot of topics on this show, you know what I'm saying? I hope y'all ready. We're going to try to spit as much facts and truth as we can. You know what I'm saying? We got my co-host, Facebook, and my other hosts, you know what I'm saying? Steve, Dilla. We got a show on Fridays. I want y'all to check that out. Hip hop show. Then we got Pastor Mo on Thursday. He's going to have his relationship show. We need y'all to check those out. We're just trying to do everything in a big family. So tonight, we're going to get into gun control and what does it mean in the urban community. So, you know, if there's any callers out there that got any questions, they want to talk about some stuff about gun control, you can hit us up. Y'all know the number. 347-888-9106. Hit one when you get up in there. And let us know how you feel. Right. Alright, we're going to jump back to the topic right now. You know what I'm saying? I just want to, you know, I want to kick it off by, you know, saying this. The first question we want to ask the people out there is gun control. I mean, what does it mean to, you know, in the urban community? Because I was up in Cabela's, you know what I'm saying? That's like a hunting store and everything. And, you know, they sell guns there and everything. And after this, you know, Sandy Hook stuff happened, like gun sales skyrocketed. And the funny thing about when I was in there, you know, I felt a little bit uncomfortable because I didn't see any minorities' faces up in there at all. Not one. And, you know, when I went up in there, it was a lot of people, you know, looking at me. You know, they was like staring at me. You know what I'm saying? So I want to basically ask the question. I mean, are we getting ready for something? I mean, why ain't black people buying guns? Why ain't Latinos buying guns? I mean, you know, because actually my brother brought a gun from in there, and they actually didn't even approve him of the gun.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he didn't even have any felonies on his thing or anything. So, you know, it's like, man, we need to wake up and look on what's happening.
Wow. Well, this is the whole thing. I spoke a little earlier about what was going on. As far as, you know, anybody walking in the store and getting a firearm, I was just stressing that, you know, a rigorous background check would be, you know, the best thing instead of taking out the assault rifles. You know,
right.
because we made a point that, you know, it's not assault rifles that are killing people out on the streets. It's the handgun.
Right.
Now, as far as all these people who are going to the gun stores and they're purchasing, they've been purchasing guns. This is nothing new to them. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So basically what happens is that, okay, they're going to try to take away a gun, so let's buy some more. Because you got to remember, we don't live in the mountains. We don't know what's going on in the mountains. We don't know what militia's out there. We don't know what could come down to us. Okay? I'm not a racist by form, nor am I prejudiced. But I'm going to say one thing, that these white people are ready for war. They are ready to go against their own government. Okay? While we sit here as black people and, you know, we cannot get these things because only God knows what's going to happen. We're not ready. Do you think that we are ready for war?
No, not at all.
We're not ready for war. We're not training, okay? We're not executing certain things so that we can take care and protect what's going on within our landmark, all right? Because our landmarks to us is who's on this block, who's on that other block, who's handling this. While these people are taking over mountains.
Wow.
Okay? And And also, I'm sorry, guys. I'm real passionate about it. And the whole thing about it is, why is this happening? Why is it happening?
That's definitely a question that, you know, we have to ask ourselves, why is this happening? Really, you know, some that you said, the Second Amendment was really set up to stop the slave revolt. I heard y'all talking about that earlier, you know what I'm saying? And it was set up, and if you really look at it, it says states instead of country, because the 10th Amendment was set up to preserve the slave patrol militia, you know, in the South states, and they only did that so that Virginia can vote. You know what I'm saying? And people don't even understand the 10th Amendment and things like that. So, I mean, that's a lot of stuff that we need to look at. And then if you really look, there's a black gun activist named General Lancey. You know what I'm saying? He basically spoke, and I quote, "Gun control is really race control. People who embrace gun control are really racist in nature. All gun laws have been put into place to control certain classes of people, mainly black, but the same laws used to control blacks are now being used to disarm whites."
Right.
So we really got to ask ourselves, like, what is this, you know, disarmament of people going on? Because I would want to say, I'm proudly a gun owner. You know, I'm proudly a gun owner. I have no problem with guns. And, you know, I think one of the historians out there say it better. You know, he says, instead of gun control, why don't people control their guns?
Yeah.
And that's the problem that's going on. Nobody is really controlling their guns. Like the Sandy Hook thing, how does somebody kill their mother and then go take a gun and kill a bunch of kids? I mean,
wow.
That's one thing. There's a lot of questions around that, and that's you know, something that nobody is really understanding.
Well, look, this is the whole thing. It's murder in general.
Okay.
Okay? Murder in general is a messed up act. Okay? People, if you want to keep your guns, if you want to keep your weapon, okay, you have to be responsible. All right? It's like you're birthing your own child that's out there. Okay? You have to be responsible, okay? Because we don't want this to we don't want our rights to get taken away from us so that we can't protect our homes. Now, what happens is they take the guns away from us, the thugs are still going to keep their guns.
Right, right.
Regardless.
Fully
all
understand.
Senseless shootings are going to happen regardless.
Right, right. And I mean, you know, if you really look, if you look at all, you know, all the gun violence, like here's a real quick statistic for you. You know, there has been in this month of January 2013 alone already 42 people murdered, right?
Yeah.
And then in 2012 there have been over 500 people that's been murdered. So after 23 white kids get killed, now we're pressing for gun control. So, you know, it's something a little bit deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? Now they want to ban assault weapons. But if you look at the statistics, nobody's dying from assault weapons like you were saying earlier. Everybody is dying from handguns.
Yeah. And like I said before, it's all because of the New World Order that they're preparing for us.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
You can't fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, in order to control the population, what you got to take away from them? Food. You got to take away water. You got to take away, you know, shelter to control the population. Now, to control our population, our people, they got to take away our guns. You know what I'm saying? If they don't take away the guns, we can fight back. But we don't even have the guns.
Okay.
I don't understand if you guys understand.
No, I feel exactly where you're coming from. We got a caller. We got a call coming in right now. I'm gonna go ahead and take this call real quick. Caller, you on the air? Who is this?
This is LB. How you doing?
What's up, LB? How you doing?
All right. No matter which way we go with this, as far as gun laws is concerned, as man will always kill, and that's bottom line, you know. If we took away every last gun, a man is going to kill with a tire iron, a spear, a rock, you know. It just so happened, you know, once Marco Polo discovered gunpowder, you know, it took it to a whole nother level where, you know, a man was able to shoot from a distance and not get right up on a man, you know. If you watch your old movies as far as Kingdom of Heaven and so on and so forth, men have always fought. Men will fight to the day they die. You know, they will always find a reason to kill because it's just in our nature. That's why God put down here, thou shalt not kill. You know, Cain killed Abel. You know, he was the first person to ever commit murder. It was not a gun. It was in the thought of his head, I do not like this person, so he committed murder. Unfortunately, we have things called pistols that can shoot so many rounds per second. You know, no telling what was on that man's mind. If we didn't have the guns, that man probably would still walked in there and tried to kill as many people as possible, you know, because that's just in his nature. It just so happens that the pistol is able to do it. A lot of times we think of, you know, different conspiracy theories just to come up with, well, why the government is doing this, that, and the other. Let's be honest. America was founded on being a gangster, period, point blank. Everything that we've done here in America has been a tyrant. So at this point, it's not so much of controlling the guns. It's controlling the people.
All right.
Because the mindset of the people. How do we even get to this point where a man will get up here? There's always been guns here. There was guns in the 70s. There was guns in the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, the 30s, the 20s. There was always been guns here. But how do you control the mindset once you took away religion? You took away a higher power to answer towards, and that's what nobody is really looking at. Who do you answer to if you kill someone? But if there's no God, I don't answer to anybody, because television tells me ever since you were a kid, if I shoot this person just may come back alive. Then you start seeing more and more killings. You had Westerns all ever since we was kids. You watched a Western.
Right. Well, LV, let me ask you this before you go on. What do you think about the ban on assault weapons instead of handguns?
Well, I do believe that we need to have a ban on assault weapons. You know, anything that shoots that many times needs to be on a battlefield. I do believe that we have to have a ban on assault weapons. I mean, come
on now.
As far as protecting your home, I mean, how many shots do you need to kill the person?
Right.
How many shots do you need to kill a person?
I'm just asking. I'm not going against the grain at all. You know, because we're all trying to figure it out. But what if there's a gang of individuals, or something that, let's say, a SWAT team pull up in front of your door?
I tell you this, and this is honest goodness truth, and this is just common sense. If there is a gang of individuals, if I shoot two times, I guarantee you ain't nobody coming towards to try to see if I got a third.
Well, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm trying to explain to you. Let's say the Civil War happens, okay, and they're rounding up people. They're quarantining people. And you don't want to be part of that quarantine, okay? Now you're in your household, and you want to protect your home. A one-shot deal
is not going to close the deal. Hey, no, listen, I'm going to tell you something like this, man. The system has been set up long before we ever even came into play. So at the end of the day, when you really sit back and think about the whole thing is, if they do happen to do something like that, you are in a no-win situation because the government has figured out every angle. first and foremost, if that was the case, if that was the case, then we would never had African Americans as slaves over here. If we thought in that mannerism.
Right.
But truth of the matter is, this system has been figured out way before. You can hypothesize, you can turn around and think of every other intricate way. But what happened if we do this or what if we happen to do that? Listen, the system has been put in place.
So
the only thing you can do to protect your family is see if you can get in the system to change the system from within. You can't change the system from without.
So basically what you're telling me, they need to take away the Second Amendment.
No, I didn't say take away. I have the right to bear arms. I have the right to bear arms. I have
the right to protect my family.
But you're saying as far as a civil war or something comes up and it's bigger than what we know of. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't think people are really looking at it in hindsight. First and foremost, we are not going to see it in our lifetimes. Our kids may see it, and our kids' kids may see it, but we're not going to see it in our lifetime.
I mean, what do we rather prepare our kids for what's going to happen in the future?
But you know what? I have a 5-year-old, and I would rather prepare my daughter to having the understanding, the knowledge, and wisdom of God first and foremost before anything else, and understanding that every consequence that we do on the face of this earth, that there for every action there's a reaction. We have to truly understand that first. Okay, even our government system understands that. For every action, there's a reaction. I'm not going to raise my daughter to be a punk because I got a pistol. I got 2 pistols, matter of fact, in my house. I'm not going to be a punk.
I have one more question for you.
I'm also going to go ahead.
This is the question: assault rifles in schools. How do you feel about that?
Assault rifles in school.
Yeah.
I don't feel that we should have assault rifles in school because then at the end of the day, that gives the person who is in control of the assault rifle too much power. Because all it takes is for that one time to say, hey, oh, I shot this person. Oh, it was an accident. It didn't mean to go off. This person was acting this, that, and the other. It gives a person too much power. So assault rifles in school is a no-no.
Okay.
You know, we are, as a nation, we're going asshole backwards. And that's just, to be totally honest with you, we're going asshole backwards. And we're not looking at the ramifications of everything. We're just looking at the here and the now. You know, yeah, some people kill. Yes, there's always somebody, but we did not anticipate. Once prayer got taken out of school, we didn't anticipate the level of killings that would go on, the level of muggings that would go on. So once people turn around and actually say, okay, well, you know what, let's, instead of all the killings and everything, let's implement prayer back into school, then that's when the killings are going to stop. That's when the people are not going to go out here and have assault rifles and everything and shoot up schools and churches and movie theaters. That's when that's going to stop. Until then, brother, we like the Titanic. We going to sink. And
LB, man. I know y'all on fire, man, but this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to play another song real quick, and then we're going to get right back into it, man, and we'll ask some more questions, all right?
All right.
All right, cool. We're going to take some calls, man. Y'all ready for that?
Yeah, we ready.
All right, yo. We right back. We're on the Casey Dennis Live Show.
Yeah. What's up, man? Like the way you do your thing, yeah, man? Get at your boy.
She's my private dancer. She can do it all night. Silhouette of a body ain't a thing.
She's my private dancer tonight.
She won't be walking straight if I
climb that pole up and down, keep it swinging. She got me open, so I got to keep it raining. Make you my private dancer, man, shorty, what your name is? You a star the way you're moving at. I got visions in my mind, what to do to that? I think I need you to myself, guarantee yo, I can get used to that. Come take a ride on the G, I'll let you in control. Forget one night in that club, climb on Big Mizzle Pole.
She's my private dancer, she can do it all night. The silhouette of a body ain't a thing that ain't tight. It's hard, I don't focus when I see those eyes. She's my private dancer.
No gimmicks, shorty, you got me in it. You with a winner tonight, so best believe we winning. Take you out that linen, silk you down before I get in it. I guarantee you be shaking by the time we get finished. Up and down, side to side, shake that money maker. You my private dancer, shorty, I ain't trying to cake you. Come get this paper, you need it, I got it. You got what I need, together nothing can stop it.
She's my private dancer, she can do it all night. Silhouette of a body ain't a thing that ain't right. It's hard, I don't focus when I see those eyes. She's my private dancer, she's my private dancer tonight.
Feeling like I have a man, finally I can use my hands and I ain't gotta pay to have.
Yeah, man, before we went to break, I forgot to introduce that song. That was Big Mark with Private Dancer, coming off his new EP, coming out called The Aftermath. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should pick that up. But right now, we're getting back into gun control and what does it mean in the urban community. We got Adam on the line. Yo, Adam, you there?
Yep, I'm here, man.
Okay, yeah, man, we talking about gun control in the urban community. You know what I'm saying, and everything that's going on with the stuff in the news and stuff, like the Sandy Hook shooting and everything. So we're going to let you go ahead.
It's pretty simple. I'm active duty Army. I've been in the Army for 8 years now. I've got four guns in my house right now. One of them is an AR-15, which they're talking about banning. The truth is that, you know, taking away the guns doesn't take away the crime. I mean, I've got three of my guns that I have right now would be considered illegal under this new ban. You know, I've got a 40 Smith & Wesson semi-automatic pistol with a 14-round mag. I've got a revolver that shoots shotgun ammunition, a Taurus Judge. And I've got my AR-15 with 30-round mags that I brought back from Afghanistan. I mean, all three of those.
This is one of my fellow Army comrades I was with in South Korea, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and then I'm looking at buying a new shotgun right now, but the shotgun that I want is made by Kel-Tec, and even though it's a pump shotgun, because it has attachments for, like, forward grips, and it has a pistol grip for the trigger, and it has a 14-round capacity with two magazine tubes, it's named by name on Senator Feinstein's ban list. So Kel-Tec, the producer of this shotgun, has already raised the price of this gun. It's, you know, the MSRP on it was $900. They've raised it as of a few weeks ago because they've spent all this money on research and development and product marketing, and now they're looking at, you know, their newest gun that they created becoming illegal. The cost of guns and ammo just skyrocketed. I can't go to the range right now and shoot because I can't buy ammo. Everywhere is sold out. I mean, the shotgun that I'm talking about that I want is $900. Well, right now, the only place to find it is online, and it's selling for over $2,200 because of the scare.
Right.
But, I mean, I've got my concealed carry license. I carry on me when I'm, you know, when I'm off work, when I'm going around town, and it's not because, you know, I want to shoot somebody or I need to shoot somebody. The concealed carry permit and being able to have these weapons is strictly for your self-protection. You look at the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. Now, if you look at it word for word, it's, you know, for an organized militia. Well, we have that in the form of the National Guard or the Army Reserves. But
right.
back when the Second Amendment was written, your average farmer, your average citizen was packing a musket, which just happened to be the same type of weaponry that the Continental Army had at the time.
Okay,
so
wow.
my AR-15 that I have in my closet with a 30-round mag is quite similar to the M4 I carry in Afghanistan, with the difference being that the AR-15 doesn't have a 3-round burst mode.
Yep.
But there's no point in restricting what weapon I have, because I can have my AR-15 and 10,000 rounds of ammunition in my closet, but my AR-15 is not going to do anything to an up-armored vehicle or to an Abrams tank platoon or to a squadron of F-35 Joint Strike Fighters.
Wow.
The capacity that our government has and that our military has so far, you know,
right,
is so far above what the average citizen can get that restricting gun control for that purpose is pointless. There's no way that the average citizen would have the firepower to match the government in sort of a rebellion type situation. But
wow,
there's been so many cases where gun control just hasn't worked. I mean, when they did the assault weapon ban back in 94, crime actually went up after the ban was passed.
That's what I was trying to tell them.
Yeah. I mean, Chicago has the strictest gun laws in the nation right now. Chicago also has had 500 murders.
Right.
500 homicides that were caused by guns last year alone. That's more. They had more people die in Chicago from gun violence than soldiers dying in Afghanistan. Chicago is more dangerous than Afghanistan. And I think a lot of it has to do with the gun control.
But,
well,
you know
what? Hey, before you say something real quick, Adam, I had a quick question for you. You're Caltech, right? Is it Caltech?
That's the shotgun I want.
Okay, all right. Is that the 12-gauge 18-inch barrel shotgun?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. They said it's on a major backwater right now. So I'm kind of feeling what you're saying. And when you really look at this gun, man, this gun is like really state of the art, man. It's like some Terminator type stuff here, man. So
the design is amazing. I mean, it's currently legal. Right now, the minimum legal length for a shotgun barrel is 18 inches. Well, I've got a 12-gauge, you know, tactical shotgun under my bed right now, but it's a Remington 887. I would much rather have this Kel-Tec. Let me ask you a question.
What do you have all this stuff for?
You
have all this high-tech stuff. What do you have it all for? What are you waiting for?
Well, every gun I own has a purpose.
Okay, explain two or three purposes.
Yeah, well, I'm from Texas. I love guns. I grew up shooting. I've been in the Army 8 years, but every one of my guns has a purpose. The first gun I purchased was a snub-nosed 38 Special made by Smith & Wesson.
I got one sitting right here.
Yeah, I used to have that one. I sold it and traded up for my Taurus Judge. My Taurus Judge is my concealed carry revolver. It's a 5-shot revolver, 2.5-inch snub-nosed barrel, and it can shoot either .45 long colt or .410 shock shells. It's a revolver that can shoot shotgun ammunition. It was designed by Taurus to be an anti-carjacking weapon. When I've got a 4-year-old little boy. When I go cross country to visit family or, you know, road trips, that type of stuff, or just when I'm out and about, I have that gun. It's not because I'm inadequate. You know, I've had hand-to-hand combat training. I've been deployed. You know, I don't feel like I'm insufficient or that I can't help hold my own in the fight. But unarmed against 3 armed guys, yeah, it doesn't matter what I can do because they're armed. I mean,
okay, but let me ask you a question. How many times do you come across an armed
three armed people that's going to carjack you or something. I mean, I'm 40 years old, man, and I promise you it's been maybe, what, twice in my life that I've run across gunfire, and that's because of the element and the type of stuff that I was dealing in. But as I'm in a legitimate world, it's like, okay, if I got robbed, here, give it to him. Because
I've got a friend of mine here right now. Her name's Meredith. Why don't you just go ahead and say that again?
One of my friends a few weeks ago down at 4th Street and Mobile, after leaving the club, he went to the gas station to get a drink, and he was robbed at gunpoint as he was coming out. So
that means that if he was prepared, if he was prepared.
Well, so let me ask you a question. If 95% of robbing someone is the element of surprise, correct?
Correct.
So if I have the one up on you, what are you going to do? There's a trained police officer here in Chicago a couple of years back that is trained, was over in Afghanistan fighting, and he had his revolver, he had his pistol on him. And some gentlemen rolled up on him. Yeah, he was able to shoot, but two of them got away. One of them died. He still died. He still got shot. So the element of surprise, you having your pistol on you doesn't mean anything because they still was able to get you. So I'm trying to figure out, we have these images of Hollywood in your head that all these tragedies are going to happen. I was robbed at gunpoint here in Chicago. And, hey, here, take this shit, man. I don't need it. My life is much better without it. Here, take it. That's what I have insurance for. I mean,
well, okay.
We have.
Well, wait,
okay.
wait for you guys.
I would agree with you in the scenario that if you're robbed, if they already have the drop on you, there's not a whole lot you can do. You know, you can pull your gun. Will you get shot? Possibly. But your odds of surviving that, if the person's going to kill you or has the intention of shooting you regardless, gun or not, you're probably going to end up dead. But
that's okay. And then even at that, because your mind, you have to take into consideration of your mindset in the same breath of air. Even if a man has his hand on the trigger, if it has already gone to his mind that he's going to pull the trigger, even if he gets shot in his head, he's going to pull the trigger. He might wind up shooting somebody who's innocent who has nothing to do with the situation.
This is where having a gun, and if more people carried, would act as a deterrent. Okay, when I'm downrange in Afghanistan, you know, I'm set to go back there in a couple months. Okay, when you're outside the wire, when you're out on patrol, you know, you it's called a show of force. You make yourself look like a hard target. You keep your head on a swivel. You have your weapon at the low ready, always ready to go, because if you're perceived as a hard target, whereas if they attack you, they're not going to benefit from it because they're most likely going to end up dead. They're less likely to attack you. Now, if you're out on patrol or if you're manning a guard tower somewhere and you're jerking off, you're not paying attention, you know, you're looking lazy or tired or whatever, they're more likely to attack you because they don't view you as a threat. The same works in the civilian world. I'm stationed in Kentucky right now. Kentucky has an open carry law, meaning even though I have my concealed carry permit, I can have my pistol on my hip, uncovered with a shirt on. Now, if I'm looking to rob somebody and make a quick buck, am I going to rob the guy who's got a hand cannon on his hip, or am I going to rob the guy who's not armed?
Okay, wait, before you answer that question there, wait a minute, Adam. Before you guys ask them questions, I got to take some more calls, guys. So just hold on a little bit. Let me go ahead and bring this next call in, and let's see what this young lady has to say. Okay, you guys?
Thank you, Adam.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, cool. This caller here, man. Sister Nicole, you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing? I'm doing wonderful.
Okay, yes.
I was just chiming in and just thinking about all the violence that's going on and the way that I was thinking that we can resolve it or lower the crime is by sending these officers back to basic training, making these officers get out and walk the block. If you notice, all police officers just riding back. You're not able to visualize everything that's going on in your community if you're just riding back.
Secondly,
right. I think that they should have metal detectors in the school, everybody being searched, from the teachers on down to the students, even the females, because I know that females will carry for male gangbangers.
Right.
Armed security in the school. So if someone just put up a sneaker gun in, we'll have a professional trained officer that would know how to shoot that person, not all the innocent bystanders around, to bring them down to justice. That's what I feel.
Let me explain something to you as far as with the police situation. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah, the reason why the police are not getting out of the cars anymore is because they have the mentality to kill two birds with one stone. They are police themselves. They're just there to come in the aftermath and just show a presence. You know, yeah, they keep down a certain level of violence, but the truth of the matter is the wheels have been set in motion already to incarcerate. That's the big thing to have modern day slavery. It's not really to police in terms of how it was back in the days. It's, you know, if two people are into it with each other, you know, okay, one kills the other one gets locked up, we kill two birds with one stone. Both of them are out of the picture. That's just the basic thing as far as hello?
Okay, cool. Hey, I know I can hear you guys, but I'm going to have to play another song real quick, and then we're going to come back in on the roundtable. All right, you guys?
All right,
cool. Man, I'm loving the show, man. You know, I don't know what to say, man. You know, man, Case, your show is doing this thing, bro. You know, I gotta give it to you, man, but this is what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to play this song, man. It's called Hard Knock. Then we're going to come back in and, man, and get it back in. Let's go.
Niggas on the streets is wildin'. He looked to God but can't find him, so he demands silence from the gland. Signs of sympathy, sympathy. Only thing plain is demand violence. No lying, niggas just won't let go. They iron, they wanna burn your molecules until you let go iron. Treat beef like they let go lions, so don't iron. They get the wrong message. Put you on that long stretcher. Too much pressure, God bless you when it's semi-wetter. They told me more dress up, I'm giving too many lectures. And I'm putting in too many effort in my nouns and verbs, like they gon' catch up. Fuck what you must heard, but I done puffed enough herbs to be listening to young birds and dumb nerds. I got enough shit on my mind, so I don't need to be stressing and shine. Fine. One day I'm trying to have a wife and kids, so I just can't live my life like this. And I ain't trying to learn what lifeless is, so I just can't live my life like this. I want the gold chains and diamond rings, but I just can't live my life like this. And sometimes I just want to light this flip, but I just can't live my life like this. Gotta collect call from up top. My cousin called me and whatnot. The motto never changes, still fuck cops. Went from having lunch in our lunchbox. Our lungs are top whenever we puff pot. We touch blocks and end up having a dump shot. Well, fuck that, and trying to live that life no more. My mind corrupted, but my heart is still pure. Gotta be brave, can't be afraid. Brave the ways, never matter when you catch the fade. Trapped in the maze, then your fate is your only escape. Fuck a priest's opinion, knock the hinges off of heaven's gate. Trying to share my cells with my mate, not share a cell with mate. Wrecking shit with my recklessness. The L get lit, that's when I start second guessing shit. Think about time and then I reminisce. What you thought you niggas could've fucked me over? Never nigga guess again.
I'm streaks across me like pedestrians, and that's gonna be the end of it. Straight revoking your membership. One day I'm trying to have a wife and kids, so I just can't live my life like this. And I ain't trying to know what lifeless is, so I just can't live my life like this. I want the gold chains and diamond rings, but I just can't live my life like this. And sometimes I just wanna light this flip, but I just can't live my life like this. Niggas wanna know what I'm about. I'm about blowing loud on the block 40. Block 40 in the politician mouth. I take the competition, I'll commission with my composition. Who the kids spitting behind the bars like a composition? Gotta give them time to listen. They'll soon bump to it, they'll like me. I kick it like Nike, they'll soon adjust to it. But if you hate, I know you must do it. I ain't mad at you, I keep my attitude on school. Know you're about to do it. I'm out for presidents to represent me. Your shit keep messaging me. Who the best is MC, they be mentioning me. Too hot, I be molesting the beat. Fuck mad, teach nigga. Smith and West is over the street. So first class be a lesson for me. But what you teach it for the regions. I fly it over regions, reach it. All time highs, but Jesus can't reach it. Send to me and get the recipe to make you rest in peace. This is for my niggas, killers, $100 billets on the block and the rock spot. Glock cock, watching out for cops. All about they cheddar. Young guns know nothing that's better. Like fuck a prison letter. Those with radish letters to the letters. Relish fetishes, menaces. Want the senators, percentages. If you ain't prejudiced, you still a nemesis, smoking on the clematis, get open like a precedence. Now your presence is on the premises for them precedents. Rhapsody be the genesis for where they think the terror is. They linking terrorists from the start, they linking terrorists. They on that record shit, they leave you left for the dead. Kids don't play, they'll erase your head in the race for the bread. Children on the corner slinging some racks, popping some meds. Shakes me so deep in cover, they be chasing the feds. I be backstage, dripping haze, breaking my leg. My folks was making the best when they was making it best. Motherfucker, one day I'm trying to have a wife and kids, so I just can't live my life like this. And I ain't trying to learn what life this is, so I just can't live my life like this. I want the gold chains and diamond rings, but I just can't live my life like this. And sometimes I just want to light this flip, but I just can't live my life like this.
Man, that was my boy, man. Hard Knocks, man. Can't live his life like this. Bringing it back, bringing it back, bringing it back. That's what I'm talking about, man. But check this out, man. I got a quick announcement here, man. Tomorrow, Thursday, man, Thursday the 31st, man, we got the Relationship Hour, man. We got a new time. It's new time. It was at 7, man, so we're going to do it at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's called Internet Relationships, Trick or Treat. I'm going to read a little description on it. In an article that's sponsored by About, it said About.com, it was said that hundreds of thousands of people are scammed yearly by the internet dating. Let me see here. It says, so if a thousand and possibly millions worldwide was being scammed, are the internet relationships a trick or is it a treat? Can you truly find love online? Or is this the fantasy better than reality? Man, same number, man. We had a call in. 347-838-9106. That's tomorrow, man, for the Internet Relationship Hour. Man, we're past the most sales, man, and myself and whoever else want to get on the line, man, and do it big with us, man. But right now we got we talking about gun control, man. We got a round table with a slew of people, man, online right here, man. So I'm gonna turn the microphone back loose, man. I know LB got a mouthful. LB, you want to add something to it, Doc?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
One thing that the sister is not, and a lot of people are not understanding, you know, is the position America is in. It was best said by, I don't know if people know, Gil Scott-Heron. Gil Scott-Heron was a phenomenal poet. I believe that he was one of the first rappers, not Melly Mel and all of them, Gil Scott-Heron was. And in his, he said that America has become consumers as a whole. We used to be producers, but we're consumers. And we're not understanding what
when America came over here, what created and helped build America was slavery. So in order for you to go back to that to sustain America, which we are not the world power that we think that we are. So what is going to sustain America is also slavery, but they cannot have it deemed under the term slavery. So they have it under incarceration. You know, that's the reason why they changed the name from, it used to be a correctional facility, now to the penitentiary. From the penitentiary, you know what I'm saying, from the penitentiary to a correctional facility. What are they correcting? They're not correcting anything, okay? Here, they're just finding ways in order to put people in jail for any different types of reason. So here, if we have a slew of people out here trying to kill each other, we're going to lock up the murderer. If he goes out here and he does murder, then, hey, he murders. That kills off some of the population. But then we have a bunch of people here that we'll be able to incarcerate under that act the same way. So it helps sustain, the penitentiary helps sustain the economy, whether we realize it or not. It's not slavery, as they quote-unquote say, because of the simple reason we are giving you some money. We're giving you something, but it's nowhere near worth what you're worth. It's nowhere near. So they justify it by saying, okay, well, we're giving you three hots in a cot. We're giving you food, clothing, and shelter. And then on top of that, we'll charge your family ridiculous rates for making a phone call out from the penitentiary. You have to spend $10 for 30 minutes of a conversation, you know.
Right.
So we're not looking at the whole bigger scheme. It's bigger than just gun control. Why are they even bringing this to the forefront? This is something that has been implemented 30 and 40 years down the road, that why we're in the position that we're in now. If you take away something, we have to put something in the place of it. Man.
Right, LB, I'm going to have to put you on a pause for 1 second. We're going to answer another call. We got Young C from Montana that want to say something.
Okay.
What you want to say, C?
What's good?
What's good? What's good?
Ain't not much. Nah, I was trying to talk about the gun control. Like, can y'all explain that to me? Like, what y'all, like, really talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Basically, we just asking the question of, you know, gun control and how it basically affects the urban community.
Personally, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, everybody should protect themselves, you know? So, like, I'm not really against anybody having a weapon, but it's like if you have it for the right purpose, that's cool, but, like, you know what I'm saying? But if you're out here, you're trying, like, to put somebody else's life in danger or something like that. Like, for an example, an incident that happened at my school, like, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I was sitting outside, and a kid that was right next to me, he actually got his laptop snatched from him while he was, like, using it, you know what I'm saying? And the dude ran with the laptop. So in that case, like, I feel like, if that individual that got his laptop snatched, if he had had a weapon on him and he would have shot the kid, what would have been the outcome of that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been asking myself that question, like, but I just can't seem to come up with an answer for it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I was trying to see if you could help me with an answer for that.
Well, repeat that again. If the kid turned around and had a weapon on him,
yeah, and then he used
what would have been?
Yeah,
and he used it. That would have been an example of killing two birds with one stone, because at the end of the day, we fail to realize the law and how it's created. The law states this: if somebody comes into my home,
right,
and this is honest goodness truth, or we're fighting out here on the corner, and this person comes at me with a knife, just a knife, not a gun, just a knife. And he comes at me with a weapon. The moment that I disarm that man from that weapon, he is no longer a threat. If I pick that weapon up and I decide to kill that man, I have just committed murder. And I will be tried as a murderer.
Now, they will go along and you please you down to what degree of murder it would be, but it's still murder, and you will still have to serve time.
Right.
So they're arming everyone. Listen, I understand. Protect yourself. I truly do understand that. But then you're not looking at the backside of it. If everybody walked around here like they was in the Wild Wild West and everybody had a pistol, first and foremost, we're not understanding one thing. The population is not of the size it was then than it is now. People
right.
have all type of mental issues. People
right.
shoot you for any old thing, and you can have a gun on you.
Exactly.
So what will that do as far as arming everybody? Everybody want to see about protecting themselves, but what
right.
about death? Death is a hard thing that you can't come back from, man.
Definitely.
If somebody can shoot you over anything, is your life worth it? Is your child's life worth it? Is your mother's life worth it? Let's
right.
see, look at the chain reaction as far as arming everyone. Yes, I want to protect myself and protect my family. But what cost does this all come to? Because everybody's looking at the front door. Nobody's looking at the back door. Somebody shoot my sister. Then now I want to go out here. I want to go get a gun. I want to go after the person's family. I want to do this, that, and the other. We are not looking at the chain reaction. We're just looking at one side of it. Protect yourself, protect yourself, protect yourself. Yes, I used to travel to Kentucky. I used to go to Williamson, Kentucky to shoot. I know how to shoot. But at the end of the day, if I put a gun in my hand, I guarantee you, anybody who has a gun, they're going to find a reason to use it.
Yeah.
They're going to find
That's
some reason to use that pistol. It doesn't
yeah, well,
have to be anything. This SOB that scuffed up my shoes. Oh, this one said, almost cut me off in the lane. Now you in the car, and he pulled a gun out, and you just shot the man.
You just took
a man's life over a mistake that he probably didn't even pay attention to. So you took this man's life over a mistake.
True.
Not only
True.
Do you have to answer to the law officials for this, but the people are not answering to God about this now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, we are all looking at one. Go ahead.
Well, Young C.
Yeah.
This is Rudolph, Facebook.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you, as far as schools, do you feel that they should have armed guards in schools?
Oh, definitely. I feel like this should, because all the incidents that happened in recent colleges, you feel me? I feel like they ain't learning from that. You know what I'm saying? Because we pay so much money to come get educated, but at the same time, we're not safe. You know what I'm saying? If we're not allowed, you know what I'm saying? Like, forget the fact that you could have a concealed weapon carrier, but you still can't carry it with you, not even on school grounds. So it's like, okay, I have permission to carry a firearm, but I can't take it to school, but you don't have nobody there with that, you know what I mean, with that type of protection to protect me if somebody came in with a weapon and started just letting shots off. So basically, I'm basically paying money to put my life in danger. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I might not do nothing to nobody, you know what I'm saying? I could just come to school and try to get educated, and somebody might have a bad day with, like, an instructor and just start shooting, you know what I mean, go on a rampage. But at least if there's, like, somebody there with some type of firearm to at least, you know what I mean?
That's
what I'm like. Huh?
Let me explain something to you as far as with that. And I look at it like this. Now you have an armed security guard. Now you have a guy who has an assault rifle in the classroom or whatever.
Right.
A situation goes off, okay?
Right.
And the man is not able to de-escalate the situation because his mindset is not into de-escalation. His mindset is to pull a gun out. The first thing that he's going to do is pull this gun out. And he's going to find a reason to use this gun because this is what he goes to the gun range for every day, to find a reason to use this pistol. And, yes, he can make up all different types of stories.
Right.
But like I said, you're looking at it from one route. Yes, a man can come into the school, then put metal detectors in there, start getting more better mental health programs going and so on and so forth. But
if you, you cannot fight violence with other violence, because all it does is escalate it. You have to find a way to de-escalate a situation, not escalate it. I understand everybody doesn't have the mindset, but you have to understand these people are coming from different types of homes, backgrounds. So how can you protect the people? How do you protect kids? How do you protect someone who has an education, that's trying to get an education and better their life?
Well, can I cut in right quick?
Wait, that's what I was just going to say, man. That's a whole other question. Hey, man, you guys, when you come back, LB, hold on to that. We're going to take another song here, and then we're going to let you go in and cut in. Who is that face? That's, you want to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say something brief. I went to school in Brooklyn, New York, where there was metal detectors in the school. And right. We still, as a young kid, we still found ways
to
bypass those metal detectors.
Yeah.
It's kind of a double-edged sword.
Before we go on to our song and everything, Young C, would you say you feel more comfortable with an armed guard inside the school?
Like, honestly, I feel it doesn't really matter to me because at the end of the day, no man's in control of my life. You know what I mean? My guy's in control of my life. But I'm just saying, like, if a situation was to go off, by the time the cops get there, they could save somebody else's life because I know how to protect myself, because once I hear shots, I ain't sticking around to find out who's shooting. You know what I'm saying? So... Straight up, I ain't sticking around to find out who's shooting or stay in the classroom and hide. I'm out. But you know what I'm saying? But it will make some people feel safe, because like there's some kids, you know what I mean, like you said, that come from different backgrounds and stuff, you know what I mean? Some people might come from like different places that, you know what I mean, have problem with kids in school, and they might feel safe if there's a guard on campus, you know what I mean? Like, or they feel threatened, you know what I mean? Somebody they can go to. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
You know what, man? That was a good thing, man. But I'm about to play another song, man, and we'll come back in. But I'm just gonna keep it like this, man. If I go to the break, man. Adam.
Yeah.
Adam is sitting at the house right now. Adam is sitting at the house playing with his gun right now. So I'm gonna play a song. But if I had to go somewhere, it'd be going with Adam. Adam shoot. Hey, but on that note, man, I'm going to play this quick song, man, an Ab song, man, then we're going to go back in. All right, fellas? Man, I got to applaud all y'all, man. Okay, man, it's this song right here, man. It's called Ab. So we're going to go and play this little joint right here, man, then we're going to come on right back in and do the do. Let's go.
All my life I done been around crips and blood, pimps and thugs, just to name a few. I do drugs, mama say it's in my blood, but she don't know what the fuck I've been through. To creep through the back door, the typical black boy in the good old USA. Before I push rock like Wade, I used to wanna play for the NBA. Hey. Fuck I'm doing talking about Pioneer Glen. Ancient ways of Sumerian. Ain't nothing wrong with a righteous man. That's why I had to write this, man. My niggas on the corner selling water to somebody's daughter, fluctuating prices, man. I ain't got no gavel, I ain't tryna fight nobody battle. I just wanna be free, I ain't tryna be nobody chattel.
Wish I could see other Selassie. Maybe my sovereignty would still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unified, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
Them AK clips, they extra peel. Smoking on some of that extra kill. Purple, Urkel, that Jaleel. I put that on everything. If we could link up every gang, and niggas is willing to bear the pain, and put the White House lights out today.
Okay, KKK.
We mobbing like we the black KKK. Don't forget my AKA Mayday. P or your PhD or your AA. Hey. Dear Barack, I know you're just a puppet, but I'm giving you props. You're lying to the public like it ain't nothing, and I just love it. I hope it don't stop. I don't give a damn, nigga, bang that block. I don't give a fuck, nigga, bang that Glock. I seen the image of Hitler in the picture when the Twin Towers drop. Piece of concept, you got progress, you got Congress. You protesting, hope they confess. Just proceed on your conquest. I ain't got no gavel. I ain't finna fight nobody battle. I just wanna be free. I ain't finna be nobody chattel.
Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Wish I could see other Selassie. Maybe my sovereignty would still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
Nose kinda ring like sofa ring. My baby needs to answer me. Smash this stuff like Oprah Green. Pull around, come back, Oprah Green. Top blue off, low buzzing tea. Jet lined up like homeless me. Feeling this in the hobby and homeless feel.
Okay, okay, okay.
Don't try to stop and get in my way. You'll get jumped like a Broadway play. AK Melee, Major Obey, okay. Feel my pain, going insane, I'm insane. Cause I ain't got shit but an EBT card from a fiend that owe me innocent her daughter name. How the fuck is they supposed to eat? How the fuck am I supposed to eat? Got a nigga in the streets, no health care, trying to slang weed just to put shoes on the feet. So fuck you, you don't give a fuck about me. Can't get a job if they drug test me. Got a nigga stressed up, press, got a feeling in his chest and a world stripped of happiness. I ain't got no gavel, I ain't trying to fight nobody back. I just wanna be free, I ain't finna be nobody shot.
Nobody shot, nobody.
He said, I ain't gonna be nobody's shadow. Man. Hey, but check it out, man. Don't forget, y'all can tune in. WestonWorld1.com. That's WestonWorld. That's O-N-E.com. WestonWorld1.com. And man, you can hear these guys tune in. The show will be recorded. So if you guys want to check out this show, y'all want to hear y'all sales, whatever y'all want to do, y'all just go to WestonWorld1.com. And also, too, man, y'all think something was today, man, with this Wednesday night, man, the gun control, man, Case going to come with it. Face going to come with it. You know what I'm saying? On next week's show. And this right here, don't forget Thursday, man, which is tomorrow, Central Standard Time, because I see we worldwide. We got Texas, Montana, New York. The islands, 75th and Stony Island, that is in Chicago. But, you know, I got to give that big up to my boy Tornado. May he rest his soul in peace. But, man, other than that, man, man, Case, are you still on, Case?
Yeah, I'm still with you. I'm still with
Go
you.
Go ahead, man.
Hey, so we're going to jump into this next segment. And the next question that I really want to ask, and this is to the gun owners. What is y'all feelings on the whole process that they're trying to change, you know, of getting a gun? And I'm going to really direct this at Adam since he was talking about all the artillery that he got and everything. So, Adam, go ahead. What you want to say about that?
Well, legally, I mean, if they make it more strict to get a gun, I don't have a problem with that. But it's technically unconstitutional if they make it so difficult to own a gun that it deters people from buying them. If the requirements to apply to buy a gun or to not so much get a concealed carry license, because that's not a constitutional right, but bearing arms is. So if they make it to the point where it's too difficult for somebody for whatever reason, then that's unconstitutional. But things like states that have cooling off periods, like 72-hour holds when you try to buy a gun, I mean, that's fine. I've never had to wait to buy a gun. I mean, I walk in, you know, I've got a clean record. I've got my concealed carry license and all that. I can walk in and buy a gun in half an hour. Well, I mean, that was before this whole the whole gun control thing. Ever since then, the ATF has been so backlogged. When you go to buy a gun, they run a background check on you through ATF via your Social Security number and all your information like that. But there have been so many people buying guns because of the possibility of, you know, stricter gun control laws that the average wait time right now to buy a gun is about 6 hours because ATF just doesn't have the manpower to process all the calls coming in for, you know, to run the background checks. Normally it takes, before, it takes about 10 minutes. I mean, I got back from Afghanistan, in January of 2012, I bought 3 guns last year. I bought, you know, and the longest I had to wait was maybe 20 minutes to fill out the paperwork, and I was in and out the door. But, you know, if they want to make the gun, if they want to make the process of buying a gun more difficult, I don't have any problem with that. But restricting guns or restricting, you know, simple things like a 30-round magazine or, you know, restricting different types of gun ownership based on the aesthetics of the gun, like, oh, it has a pistol grip, or, oh, it has this feature or that feature. Well, guess what? I can do just as much damage with a bolt-action rifle than I can with a semi-automatic. It comes down to accuracy. You know, your average bolt-action, you know, or even a semi-automatic with a 10-round clip, you know, a 10-round magazine, unless it's like the California approved that you need a key, a special key to unlock and drop the magazine, unless something like that is implemented, if I've got 10-round magazines, I can blow through 100 rounds in under a couple minutes. It's no different than if I've got, you know, 3 or 4 30-round magazines. A magazine swap takes less than 8 seconds.
Yeah, that's very true. Well,
Adam,
me myself, you know, because, you know, we was together out there in South Korea. Me, myself, I'm a proud owner of an AR-15 and a Glock 23 and also a 38 Special.
Yep.
Of Smith & Wesson. Now, the reason why I acquired the firearm that I have was because I love to go to the range. That was something that, you know, relaxes me on a Sunday or on a Wednesday, you know, go out and you target shoot. You know, it's not necessarily because we want to, you know, have the weapon in our homes to kill people or to do anything harmful to anybody. Sometimes it's just a hobby. You just want to perfect your skills.
Exactly. Like, the shotgun I have right now is a tactical shotgun, but I still use that to go skeet shooting with my dad. I mean, I grew up shooting shotguns, you know, clay pigeons, skeet, trap, sporting clays, that type of stuff. I love going to the range and shooting. I mean, the main reason I bought my AR-15 is because I don't get enough trigger time in the Army to stay current. I mean, we get to shoot.
Yeah, because you have to qualify your weapon.
Yeah, and we can shoot maybe one. We get to qualify maybe every 6 months. And for me, that's not enough trigger time for me to be comfortable, you know, with it. So I got the next best thing, which is an AR-15. The differences between an AR-15 and an M4 are negligible. I mean, even in combat, I'm not going to use a 3-round burst because you just don't have the accuracy. I'm going to keep it at single shot. I would much rather have a controlled pair center mass with single shot than have 3-round burst, which is going to have muzzle rise and possibly make me miss my target, especially if it's that distance.
Yeah.
Wait. On that note, we're going to take another caller, man. We got .com calling in from Florida. Yo, Dot, you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay,
what's
okay.
What's good?
Chilling. I'm a fella. I never even got a chance to even get a chance to own a gun legally.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but I know that they need some kind of, like, they got to do something, man. They know more about us than they let us know they know. So they should be able to control it some kind of way. They do some screening on folks before they release any type of fire to anybody. Period, or bullets. They're making it tough now. You can't really get what you want. Anyhow, I don't know.
As I was saying earlier, like, and, you know, I'm not racist, I'm not biased, you know, against nobody or anything like that. But as I was saying, I was in Cabela's, and, you know, I was in an uncomfortable situation. You know, I walked in, and there was a lot of Caucasian people there, and, you know, they kind of looked at me like I was an alien or something walking up in there.
Yes,
this was right after the scene had happened. So, basically, with the whole screening process, do you think that is directed towards, do any of y'all think that that's directed towards the urban community? Because, you know, there's a lot of dudes in the urban community with felonies, you know, small drug charges and things like that. Do you think that they're doing new screening because of the Sandy Hook events that's going on in the Aurora theater situation? Do y'all think it's more for the urban community so them type of guys won't have guns?
I think it's easier to find a pistol in the urban community easier than to go get one a legal way.
Okay.
Well, I think the Sandy Hook thing was just the icing on the cake. You know, they could care less about, you know, two urban people in the neighborhood killing each other because, hey, you know, like I said, that's all towards a bigger plan, you know. But when it starts to become Caucasians turning around and they're able to shoot 30 rounds in a minute, you know, or so many 30 rounds in so many seconds, you know, then now this becomes a problem because now it's not just in the urban communities anymore. It's starting to stretch wide out. I think what it is also is if you're able to turn around and buy all your ammunition and buy these pistols over the internet without any type of background checks or anything like that, they don't even know who the type of people and the mental capacity of the person that they're dealing with.
Hey, that's not how it works, man.
Well, how does it work then? You tell me.
I bought my AR-15 online, okay?
Uh-huh.
And now, based on your shipping address, like, they wouldn't be able to ship it to California to me because the AR-15 that I have is not compliant with California laws. Like, it doesn't have the locking mechanism for the 10-round magazine. But what happens is that they can't just ship the rifle or the whatever gun and pistol you order online. They can't just ship it to your house. They have to ship it to somebody who has a federal firearms license. And
yeah,
you have to apply for that, and it costs a lot of money. So what I had them do, and what you have to do if you order a gun online, is you have to have it shipped to a gun store or something like that where they have a federal firearms license and the right to sell. Now, you pay the person or you pay the website or whatever company you buy it from online, but they shipped it to the gun store near my house. I had to go there, and when I got there, to pay a transfer fee, and at that time, I had to fill out all the paperwork, and they did the background check. So just because you buy something online doesn't mean
apparently, well, how was this person able to get everything and bypass all of that?
He didn't have anything in his history. Now, granted, there might have been a misstep on the university psychologist that he had been seeing, who possibly should have reported his mental illness or possible mental illness up to higher. But the standards for purchasing a handgun, I don't think, are directed to the urban community. For example, like I said, I'm active duty military. I've been serving for 8 years. We have this thing in the Army, which it's not just in the Army. It applies to buying a gun in the civilian sector as well. It's called the Lautenberg Amendment.
Right.
The Lautenberg Amendment states that if you've been convicted of a misdemeanor for domestic violence, you can't buy a gun.
Yeah.
Well, now in the civilian sector, say I've been married, I'm divorced now, but say, you know, I go over to my ex-wife's house, I smack her upside the head or something, I get a domestic violence charge. Not only can I no longer buy a gun, but once the Army finds out about my domestic violence charge, I can no longer carry a gun in the Army. which means that at the first possible chance, I am now out of the Army. The standards for
I understand as far as the position that you're in, because you are in the armed forces. I'm speaking about civilians who are not in the armed forces, who don't go out here, and they're not at the shooting range, so on and so forth, but they're able to purchase these things.
See, but that's perfectly understandable. I know tons of civilians that can shoot way better than I can. My dad's a civilian, never had a day of military training in his life, but he wipes the floor with me every time we go shoot shotguns. That I only get to shoot maybe twice a year in the Army. That's 18 rounds to zero my rifle and 40 rounds to qualify. That's 58 bullets twice a year. That's 116 rounds. That's nothing. Your average hobby shooter can go to the range once a week, twice a month, every couple months, and put hundreds of rounds down range to be more accurate.
Wow.
I'm not saying give a gun to everybody, but anybody who qualifies for one should get one. Not just get one, but should be trained. There are weapons classes and to teach them proper weapon handling skills and accuracy. There are defensive firing courses. There's all kinds of options to do it safely. I mean, I've got a pistol.
This is what I have to say. The Bill of Rights. If we lose the Second Amendment, the rest will follow.
Yes. Right.
So
definitely.
Either way, anything that we do, we have to protect our rights.
I don't think that they're trying to. I honestly, truly do not think that they're trying to take away the Second Amendment. I think what they're trying to do is curb this appetite of wanting to have this high power ammunition. And it's like, okay, the average person is not. You're not at war. We're not at war right now in the United States.
But listen, can you stop me from my consumption of anything?
Can I stop you from your consumption of anything?
If I choose to grab a bottle and eat that bottle, you can't stop me from eating that bottle. That's my consumption.
Listen. If they find out that you're about to eat the bottle, they can stop you. Trust me and believe me when I tell you this. The guy who was on the line, he just broke down as far as all of the high power weaponry that the United States government has. You have to understand one thing:
I own the same firearm.
Okay, but listen, the government has the first dibs on anything that is new as far as weaponry. The government has the first dibs on it. So at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, the government, we're just mere mortals. You got so many bullets, but that's all you have.
Listen, I have friends right now that are civilians that's in the military that own 50 cals. You know what I'm saying? That owns the big firing, like have big firing capabilities that you can order online.
Yeah, old boy made it seem like it was tough. Pawn shops, man, them suckers don't care nothing about all that regulations and whatnot. You got that cheese, all that foolishness go out the window. All that go out the window.
Now,
hell yeah.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
My biggest problem with gun control or tightening gun control laws, I grew up in Houston, okay? Fairly populous, metropolitan city, but the area of Houston that has the highest homicide and gun violence rate, it isn't the urban areas. It isn't the inner city areas. It's not the the housing projects or anything like that. The area of Houston that has the most gun crimes every year is the medical center downtown, the medical district. It's got three or four hospitals right next to each other. And the reason that the medical center has the highest rate of gun crime is because guns aren't allowed in hospitals.
Wow. Okay?
These giant, they have, you know, big parking garages and stuff like that, and people get mugged on a consistent basis leaving the hospital on their way to their cars because they know you're not allowed to take a gun into a hospital. If the same thing applies to these schools and everywhere that's considered a gun-safe zone or a gun-free zone is a target. If I'm a criminal, I don't care if they make guns illegal because I'm going to have mine. You know, I'm going to have mine. You can get a gun illegal if you want.
Yeah.
But these gun-free zones are targets. That's why schools are targeted. That's why the movie theater was targeted. That movie theater in Colorado Springs or Aurora, Colorado, is right outside of Fort Carson. That's a large military population.
Yes,
If one person in that movie theater would have been armed, could have potentially saved dozens of lives.
Wow.
If one person in that school in Sandy Hook would have been armed, it could have saved a lot of lives.
Adam, I got another quick question, real quick.
What
I was meaning to say, with all the racial tension building up, you know, because of Obama's policies and everybody playing a blame game of black people this or white people that. I mean, do you think? I mean, with a lot of Caucasian people buying guns and things like that, and you know, a lot of black people not having guns, do you think we can face a possible situation of a race war?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, racism still exists in America. It still does,
okay.
But it's only pockets of America nowadays. I'm saying from somebody who's lived, you know. Granted, I'm white. Well, white and Hispanic. You know,
exactly.
my mom's side is Cuban, but this is from somebody who's lived and traveled all over the U.S.
Yeah.
No, I lived in Texas, Florida, California, Kentucky, all over. I've been up to New York, Philadelphia, you know, Pennsylvania,
Dakota,
Philadelphia.
Carolina.
I've been all over the U.S., Georgia, Carolinas, everywhere
it's
in between.
There.
I've been all over
racism
the U.S.
Racism is everywhere. Everywhere. I'm sure that if you brought a black girl home, your grandpa or grandma would be looking weird. Like, what the hell did he just do? No, he didn't. No, you're not trying to get my mom's ring to this nigga. You're crazy. You're crazy. I got mixed sisters that are afraid of me. Or afraid of black people. No, so mom.
Oh, wait, sir. Wait, sir. I don't want to cut it. You know, I don't want to go into the thing because you're still about gun control. But the time is real short. So what I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to give everybody, you know what I'm saying, something to say. I'm going to kick it off with you, .com. Did you want to say something before we get ready to shut it down? You got about 30 seconds.
I just wish they would make it, you know what I'm talking about, do a little something extra. Stop playing with the stuff that they got, you know what I'm talking about? They got this Facebook, know what everybody got. Hey, you know who people are, who crazy and who ain't. Go to my take that five. Like they gonna do anyway. Anyhow, y'all stay blessed.
All right, .com. Hey, you stay on line for a minute, .com, okay?
All right.
Hey, Young C, you still on the line?
I'm here.
Young C from Montana, man. You got about 30 seconds, man. What you wanna say, bro?
Oh shit. I just gotta say, man, protect yourself. You know what I mean? I don't care what the feds say, cause I seen my boy get shot. You know what I'm saying? That's why I carry a gun all the time. You know what I mean? I don't care if it's not registered or not, because I'd rather get caught with it than without it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? If you got a gun, protect yourself, because you don't know what the next man's thinking. Because the way I was raised, if you point a gun, you got to be ready to use it. You know what I mean? So, protect yourself, man. That's all I got to say. Regardless of what you got to do, protect yourself. Straight up.
All right. Young C, stay on the line, man. Stay on the line. All right, Adam, you got 30 seconds. You want to wrap it up?
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Well,
my gun control doesn't affect the criminals. It just doesn't. If you're going to commit a crime, if you're going to rob somebody, if you're going to kill somebody, you're going to do it regardless of whether owning a gun is legal or not. In the past 20 years, the number of gun ownership and concealed carry licenses and laws promoting guns and the safe carry of them have increased in almost every state in the country. And we've seen a dramatic fall in the rate of gun violence and murders. The statistics speak for itself. More guns equals a safer society. That's just all there is to it.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate that, bro. Hey, let me see what we got there. We got LB, did he want to say something? You want to, you got about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
LB,
I feel what Adam is saying and everything, you know, but I also think people are not looking at the other side of it, you know what I'm saying, as far as we are raising way more people that are unstable minds than a little bit. So, you know, if you're saying arm everybody, you know, I don't know who I'm arming out here if I do arm them, you know. And, you know, that's my thing. If it's going to pop off, it's going to pop off, you know. And racism is still here in America. Every bit of America is still here, and it won't go away. It's never going to go away. So,
it is what it is. Man, thanks, LB. Man, I appreciate that, bro. Man, you know, we'll be talking to you tomorrow, man, on the Relationship Hour, man. Don't forget that Thursday.
Almost definitely.
With Pastor Mo Sales, the Relationship Hour. I can't wait to even hear it. It's about internet dating, man, trick or treat, man. It's going to be crazy, man. So if you guys want to tune in, it's going to be 7:30 on the same thing, Blog Talk Radio. Or you go to Western World 1, www.weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, world, W-O-R-L-D. one one.com. Look, man, I'm getting tongue-tied. I can't even spell it. But, you know, hey, man, I want to say, man, big stuff to them guys, man. Man, you know what? This is what I'm going to do for them, man.
Yeah, this is definitely a great show. Great show.
Man, you feel me? So, man, so, you know, man, we got Face, Case.
Sure.
Case, it's your show, man, y'all, man. You know, man, these guys, we got about a good 7 minutes, man. So what's the closing remarks, man? What you want to do? You want to go first, Face? You know, we're going to
let Face
close after this show.
Yeah, I'll go first. Me, I'm a liberal. I feel like if they arm, we arm. Until they put down their guns, we'll put down our guns. Till then, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Well, man, bruh, thank you, man. Hey, you know what, man? I know it's about gun control with me, man. My closing remarks is, man, I just think that every human being, mainly our black urban community, learn your amendments, man. We need to know our amendments, not just the 1 through 10, not just the constitutional, you know, because you got to pass the grades and all this stuff. Man, learn them amendments, man, because that's what stops a lot of these, you know, the police and stuff. I mean, they're going to do what they want to do regardless, but it's still good to know your rights. And once you know your rights, man, they're going to look at you like, okay, he's you know, he's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Let's not really mess with him. His dad or, you know, somebody is somebody, man, some kind of lawyer or something. So we're going to leave him alone, man. And that's one thing. I tried it, and it works. You know, the right to bear arms, man, you know. I you know me, I used to be a crazy gunslinger, man, back in the days. Man, I was a trigger happy. Case would tell you, dog. I have a gun just to go brush my teeth. You know what I'm saying? I didn't care. You know what I'm saying? I was just that young crazy.
Match,
you know,
your Nikes, like, right?
Yeah, man. I just like the way it sounds. You know what I'm saying? The sound of the gun. You know what I'm saying? Like Adam did. Adam was like, man, you got to break it down. Then you was like, you got to get it registered. I just knew how to just put a clip in and shoot and go to McDonald's. You feel me?
Yeah,
So, I mean, basically, that's my thing, man. And I want to kind of kill that 13th Amendment. That 13th Amendment, man, is that's like the slavery, man, to people, man. They need to wake up on that, too. Everybody needs to know that 13th Amendment. But other than that, man, you know, Case, man, Joe, I want to say, man, your show is successful, bro, man. You know, I want to commend you, man.
I mean, well, I stand on gun control, man. I mean, I just feel like Dr. Booker T. says, if people control their guns, we will have no problem. I don't think it's about gun control. I really think it's more deeper than that. And I mean, yeah. I want to do this show tonight, you know, so people can really start looking at these laws and everything that's changing, because there's a lot of stuff around us changing, and we don't understand what's going on. We need to start really in the urban community looking deeper into this stuff, because I mean, we do live in this world. So,
like I said, if they could take one amendment away, there are more to follow.
Right, right. But, I mean, a lot of black people are just walking around with their heads in the sky because Obama won and everything, and we don't want to be. The problem is we're always the last to know, you know. And I think this is something that's really, really important for us to know. You know, because there may come a time where we may have to protect ourselves, we may have to protect our families and things like that, and we should be, you know, really conscious to these type of things that's changing around us.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, so with that said, you know, I had a good show. I want to thank everybody for calling in. .com, Adam, Young C, you know, all of y'all was great guests and everything.
Nicole. LB.
Our boy LB. You know what I'm saying? Face. We had a great show.
Yes, sir.
Y'all can join us. Y'all can join us next week. Topics will be up on Facebook. Maybe you guys want something else like this again with a round table. We're talking about different things, you know, that's going on in the world.
Yeah, man. Well, you know what? They can go to Western World One, man. Western World One, theone.com. And, you know, topic's going to be up daily, and it's going to connect you to this show, which is going to be recorded, you know, so they want to, you know, go back, listen to the record and see what happened previously on it, they can. Then also, too, you know, we got tomorrow, which is Thursday, with Pastor Mo Sales, man. It's about internet dating, trick or treat. You know, it's so funny to me, man, you know, to talk about that a little bit, man. You know, Pastor Mo, man, you know, you're a pastor, man, so, you know, I'm in the world. So I'm like, man. Yeah, I was like, man, Pastor Mo came up, he's like, man, what about trick-or-treat? I said, yeah, trick-or-treat. So I'm thinking like a trick, and you're getting a treat, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking about a tricking off, you know what I mean? He's like, no, boy, not that. So, you know, big ups to Pastor Mo, man, for putting me back on the straight and narrow, man. Man, well, hey, man, I want to say, man, it's part one, man. Our show was successful, brothers. Hey, man, I really applaud y'all, man, for doing what y'all was doing, man. Big thank you, man, to everybody that's calling in. Hey, and if you guys want to connect with us, man, make sure you go there, man. Western World One, WESTON, World, WORLDONE, got spelled ONE, .com. And to get in contact with us.
Can I say something right quick?
Yo, go ahead.
I want to do a show on, are we connected to the extraterrestrials?
Here we go. Here we go. Hey, that'd be weird, man. And I promise you, you're gonna find something, man. I promise you're gonna find something.
Okay,
Let's talk about it. Yeah, we gonna bring it up, man. That's gonna be on Face Show. We gonna matter of fact, Face, you got your show too, man. What can we tune in on you, man?
Oh yeah. Right now, my show right now is dormant. So I'm working with KC right now, make something happen.
All right, cool. Let's do it, man. Other than that, man, we got no questions. I want to say, man, thank you for everybody tuning in. I wanted to try to do a little quick song, man, but that's it, man. I love you, brothers, man. And we right back here next Wednesday, 7:30 sharp Central Standard Time. I don't care what time it is, as long as on Central Time is 7:30, you own time. All right.
And they only get better. The shows only get better.
It only gets better, man. Hey, matter of fact, what y'all got something for next week? What y'all want to hit them with next week?
I don't know. It's definitely gonna be something, you know, up there. It's gonna be something up there for the mind.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what my show gonna be about Saturday. You want to hear about it?
Okay, yeah. go ahead and hit us with that.
It's about it's called Child Support. Is it really about that check? We out.
Dennis Lies. Dennis Lies. Dennis Lies. Dennis Lies. Dennis Lies. Let's go.
Dennis Lawless. Dennis Lawless. Dennis Lawless. Dennis Lawless.